Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. Today's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com. This is your daily industry news update for May 25th, 2018. In today's news, nearly 30 new lifts are planned at transit stations in Bangkok. Tobias Lindquist has been appointed as CFO of Alamak Group. Makeovers to Indian lighthouses will include its elevators. An unattended toddler in China injured his hand in an escalator mishap. And a high-rise project for Melbourne wins approval.
After hundreds of formal complaints from disabled rights groups and demand for compensation amounting to approximately $11.8 million U.S. dollars, Bangkok Metropolitan Administration, or BMA, says it plans to install 29 lifts at Bangkok Mass Transit System, or BTS, SkyTrain stations, 19 for people with disabilities and 10 general purpose, the Bangkok Post reports. BTS said it is investing approximately $7.9 million U.S. dollars to add 19 disabled access lifts at 16 stations along the Green Line and 10 additional lifts at 5 additional stations. The administrative court ruled in 2015 that BMA and BTS make disabled-friendly improvements at 23 stations along the Sukhumvit line within 1 year. Those adjustments are still incomplete, and the disabled rights community remains skeptical of the latest plan.
Tobias Lindquist has been appointed Chief Financial Officer of Alamak Group and a member of its management team, effective at the latest September 1st. He currently is CFO at international education company English First and has been based in China for the past 10 years. Prior to that, he held various positions at English First, 3IC Incorporated, and Ericsson. He holds BA degrees from Stockholm and Middlesex Universities. Interim CFO Stefan Rinaldo will remain on as Chief Operational Officer.
The Indian government plans to transform 78 lighthouses and scenic locations into tourist attractions, with facilities including elevators, water sports facilities, and restaurants, the Economic Times reports. Private partners will be enlisted to set up and maintain the tourism facilities, and the Directorate of General Lighthouses and Lightships will install the elevators. The government is seeking to identify 10 lighthouses with the potential to attract good footfall. Lighthouses near Mumbai and between India and Sri Lanka are among those being considered. The lighthouses are part of a larger plan to boost coastal tourism.
A toddler and his older brother were playing unattended on an escalator in a shopping mall in Zunyi City, southwestern China, where the younger child's hand became trapped in the machinery, various news outlets, including The Sun, reported on May 22nd. Video footage shows the toddler lying face down as he's carried up the escalator. One of his hands then became trapped in the metal floor panel at the top of the unit. Staff hit the emergency stop button, and firefighters dismantled the floor panel skirt to free the child's hand. He was hospitalized with unknown injuries.
A high-rise development in Melbourne has won planning approval to begin construction, the urban developer reports. The $341 million U.S. dollar, two-building project in the Queen Victoria precinct will bring 300 apartment units, including 56 affordable homes, and a hotel. The plans, which were unveiled in 2017, include 38 and 10-story towers under development by PDG Corporation, and construction is expected to begin in July. The city purchased the site in 2014 and will undertake millions of dollars in public space improvements, including laneways and spaces for events. Site work has begun in preparation for construction beginning.
For more industry-related information, visit elevatorworld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.